Yakima County in rural Washington has the most COVID-19 cases per capita among West Coast states. Those cases originate from two hotspots, long-term care facilities and agriculture. Apples and cherries are a large part of Yakima's economy. Northwest Public Broadcasting's Enrique Perez de la Rosa reports on how farm workers and their employers are being affected.
On May 30th, David Cruz died of COVID-19 before he could finish retiling the roof of his home. He only replaced about a quarter of the old darkened tiles with clean green ones. His wife Reina says he was a hard worker, taking on projects at home after logging long hours at Allen Brothers Fruit. He built boxes for apples at the end of the packing line there for over 10 years.
He always, the entire, he never missed a job. He never. Sometimes he feeling sick. I told him to stay. And he said, no, I'm going.
Long before David got sick, when the pandemic first came to Yakima in March, Reina says he started to reconsider going to work. Co-workers started getting sick.
He told me, I'm scared to go to work. He said, if you're scared, you stay. You stay in the house. You're not going. Forget about the bills.
In Yakima, agriculture employs about a third of the workforce. Most of those farm workers are Latino. Allen Brothers CEO Miles Cole says his company is doing all it can to keep workers safe, but farm workers everywhere are still at risk.
I wish the American public could appreciate that the agricultural community, that workforce, is continuing to work, putting themselves out in an environment by just being out of the home where they have a higher likelihood of having an exposure.
Because of that likelihood, hundreds of farm workers went on strike for weeks this spring at seven of Yakima's fruit packing facilities. They demanded more protections against the virus and hazard pay. David Cruz died while the strikes were ongoing, and workers took note. Striking workers have placed altars in his honor in front of Allen Brothers and offices for health and labor agencies. Farmworker union Familias Unidas por la Justicia has helped organize the worker strikes. Edgar Franks is their political director. He says weak emergency rules for agriculture have broader consequences for Yakima.
If there's nothing is being done to protect these workers, it has the potential to crash the whole economy, along with causing a health crisis.
The state of Washington has issued safety guidelines for fruit packing facilities, telling employers to hand out masks and install plastic dividers between workers, but how these facilities implement them can vary. John Devaney is president of the Washington State Tree Fruit Association. He says each plant faces its own challenges.
Some already have made transitions to more automated processes, so they already have fewer staff on their lines. Others have had more difficulty making those adjustments, and everyone has struggled to get enough personal protective equipment.
Some Yakima companies like Allen Brothers, where David Cruz worked, are also asking the Yakima Health District for feedback on safety measures they've put in place. But health officer Dr. Teresa Everson says other companies are refusing to let health experts in for inspections or testing of employees.
Which is incredibly frustrating as a public health official. At some point, we are going to need to have consequences for employers who choose to turn a blind eye on an outbreak that they may have in their facility.
The essential workforce here is much bigger than in other places, about 63% of workers. That's a lot of people potentially exposed to the virus who could take it to neighboring counties. For NPR News, I'm Enrique Perez de la Rosa in Yakima County.